the buzz that you're most likely to have heard about the Indiana University Department of Theater and Drama's production of Shakespeare's As You Like It is that the dukes are duchesses. If you're deeper into the gossip, then you'll know that the hero Orlando's vicious older brother Oliver is his sister Olivia, the melancholic Jaques is a woman, and just to make the final wedding scene even more interesting, the shepherdess Phoebe is Peter. Females playing male roles are nothing new to area theatergoers. Sometimes it's for artistic reasons, more often out of necessity. IU's director Fontaine Sire has the luxury of some freedom in her casting choices, with very enjoyable results. In this production, the cross-casting lets us see some familiar characters in a new light. We have the opportunity to hear famous speeches in a different key, and we can examine some of the conflicts through the lens of estrogen instead of testosterone. Sarah McCarroll played the usurping duchess with very high heels and high dudgeon at court, and more comfortable shoes and relaxed attitude in the forest. I was struck with the difference the gender switch made in an angry scene that she has with Crystal Densley, who plays Rosalind. As the usurping duchess's anger grew, she slapped the girl. It was a very dramatic moment, and one that couldn't have happened with a male duke. Crystal Densley did make a spirited Rosalind, and Gina DeSerio, as her partner Celia, had some nicely staged moments of humor. Frankly, many of the changes didn't have much effect on the story for me. Kate Suffern as the pert LaBelle instead of LeBeau, Chelsea Gill as the songful Amiens, Isabel Dieppe as the clever shepherd Corinne instead of Corin, all went by without a thought about gender. They were all fine, and Dieppe especially was a delight as the wise older shepherd. Sarah Fisher was fine as Jaques. It did seem a bit fresher to hear the Seven Ages of Man speech from a mezzo instead of a baritone. Evan Mayer, playing Peter instead of Phoebe, did make for some dramatic changes that had a neat resolution. In the original play, Phoebe is wooed by the shepherd Silvius, but Phoebe fetches her affection on the boy-clad Rosalind. Things get sorted out just prior to the wedding when Rosalind reveals herself as a woman, who's of course out of bounds for Phoebe. In this production, with the male-male romance at stake, Rosalind as a woman is again out of the picture. It was a clever resolution that so nicely paralleled the original. What a pleasant surprise. I'm not quite sure how to work this into a short review, but I was struck by how many references there are to time in As You Like It, to clocks, hours, and minutes. There's Jaques' account of Touchstone's speech of time that ripes and rots. Of course, Jaques' own Seven Ages of Man. And then there are a number of times when love is measured out in hours and minutes. Appointments are specified at specific hours. Curiously, they all happen in the forest, and I wondered if Hyun-suk Shin's nicely shaped and proportioned scenic design reflected this as more and more latticed scrims came to enclose the space. I have to mention that the Ruth Ann Halls Theater does swallow voices, and it's only the cast's excellent diction that gets the text across, with musicals routinely using mics and even opera doing some sound reinforcement. Perhaps it's time for straight theater to consider it as well. IU's As You Like It is a nicely creative, carefully thought-out production. The cross-casting makes for additional interest while preserving the language with only minor changes from hims to hers. It's well-acted and involving, with an accomplished and attractive cast. It continues with performances through Saturday, November 21st. You can find this review and an interview with Assistant Director Jonathan Kortemanch on our website at wfiu.org. And at the theater for you, I'm George Walker.